During the 50s, in jam sessions, on TV, radio, and in concerts, Billie was occasionally reunited with many of her former comrades like trumpeter Buck Clayton, saxist Coleman Hawkins, and Lester Young. Here she is in a terrific-sounding 1957 radio broadcast with both Coleman Hawkins and Lester Young.
My man don't love me, treats me all so mean. My man, he don't love me, treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen. You drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you do things that you know is wrong. if you treat me right, baby, I'll stay home every day. Just treat me right, baby, I'll stay home night and day. But you're so mean to me, baby, I know you're gonna drive me away. Love is just like a faucet, it turns off and on. Love is like a faucet, it turns off and on. Sometimes when you think it's on, baby, it has turned off and gone.
In her memoir, Lady Sings the Blues, Billie Holiday reveals the early abuse she endured, complains about racism and the ripoff artists of the music business, and talks at length about her arrests. She wanted to set the record straight about at least one arrest that she bitterly insisted was a frame-up. It's a seriously flawed book and full of inaccuracies which have been pointed out over the years. Her co-writer was a tabloid journalist with a flair for the lurid, but Lady Sings the Blues does provide interesting insight into how she felt about herself and how she wanted to present herself to the world. Despite the arrests, addiction, scandal, and disorder in her life, and her reduced physical and mental strength, recordings show her extraordinary gifts as a singer continuing. Despite what many describe as poor singing in the 50s, she still had it and remained among the best jazz singers of all time, even in the 50s. Lady Sings the Blues was not only the title of her book, but an intended record album, and she wrote a darn good song by that title as well.
Now I'd like to try and do for you a little tune of mine's title, Lady Sings the Blues. Lady sings the blues. She's got 'em bad. She feels so sad. Wants the world to know just what her blues is all about. Lady sings the blues. She tells her side nothing to hide. Now the world will know just what her blues is all about. Blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart. When you get a bad start, you and your man have to part. But I ain't gonna just sit around and cry. And I know I won't die, 'cause I love him. Lady sings the blues. She's got 'em bad. She feels so sad, but now the world will know she's never gonna sing 'em no more, no high above.
With principal accompaniment by pianist Mal Waldron, that's a performance not long after the release of her autobiographical memoir, Lady Sings the Blues, a superb performance by Billy at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival in Ontario, Canada in 1957. One of Billie Holiday's most famous concerts is her 1957 appearance at Carnegie Hall. She was in bad shape at the time, stoned and pretty out of it, flaunting her high-wire act of self-pity and threatened self-destruction. The presentation included a narrator reading from her newly released autobiography. This performance and her self-portrayal in the book cemented the popular image of Lady Day as a victim of racism, child abuse, and poverty, a person who felt persecuted for her race, her celebrity, and her drug addiction, and as a woman surrounded by exploitive men in her business and personal relationships. The reading at the Carnegie Hall concert from her book included the wistful and bittersweet final words of Lady Sings the Blues.
With any kind of luck, I should be able to stay straight for a couple of years. If you expect nothing but trouble, maybe a few happy days will turn up. If you expect happy days, look out. I knew I'd really lick dope one morning when I couldn't stand television anymore. When I was high and wanted to stay that way, I could watch TV by the hour and loved it. Who can tell what detours are ahead? Another trial? Sure. Another jail? Maybe. But if you've beat the habit again and kicked TV, no jail on earth can worry you too much. Tired? You bet. All that I'll soon forget.
With my man, he's not much on looks, he's no hero out of books, but I love him, yes, I love him. Two or three girls, says he, that he likes as well as me, but I love him. I don't know why I should. He isn't true. He beats me too. What can I do? Just despair, but I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright, all right. What What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I'm his forevermore.
Billie Holiday was, by any measure, a great jazz singer. By my estimation, the greatest, because of her pure jazz style, her brilliant improvising that personalized and improved on written melody and rhythm, and her willingness to jam spontaneously with her voice as an instrument and with the musicians around her. Lady Day directly or indirectly influenced all jazz and popular singers of the mid-20th century. Singers who acknowledged her influence include Carmen McRae, Dinah Washington, Anita O'Day, Sarah Vaughan, Etta Jones, Pearl Bailey, Tony Bennett, and Frank Sinatra. Her last recording session in March of 1959 is somewhat unusual, with lush arrangements by Ray Ellis for horns, rhythm section, and strings. It was released and is still sold as Lady in Satin. Not long before this session, Holiday was so broke that she hawked her beloved mink stoles to pay for groceries, dog food, and gin.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you all the way. Taller than the tallest trees, that's how it's got to feel. Than the deep blue seas, that's how deep it goes if it's real. When somebody needs you, you're no good unless he needs you all the way. And for all the in-between years, come what may, who knows where the road will lead us? Only a fool would say. But if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way. It's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way, all the way. Thank you.
Though she continued performing, by late spring 1959, Billie was in bad shape. She was frail and emaciated down to around 95 pounds. Collapsing on May 30th, 1959, she was hospitalized. 10 days later, heroin was found in her hospital room. She was arrested and fingerprinted, her magazines and records taken away. Billie was sequestered and threatened with jail, regardless of her precarious condition. Complex legal and financial machinations by lawyers, prosecutors, police, and promoters swirled around her for over a month until her liver and heart gave out on July 10th, 1959. She was penniless and age 44.
For him to jump up and quit me, it ain't nobody's business if I do. I swear I won't call no copper if I'm beat up by my papa. It ain't nobody's business if I do. Ain't nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do.
Billie Holiday at Carnegie Hall in 1957. My thanks to Command Productions for technical assistance, to Joe Hughes, who read from Buck Clayton's Jazz World, published by Oxford University Press, and to Kit Wiegandt for reading from Billie Holiday's Lady Sings the Blues, published by Viking Penguin Books. Kit's website is www.voiceoverdiva.com. That's the story of Billie Holiday, a pioneering woman of jazz. To conclude, here's Billie's Blues, one of her most frequently performed songs and one of her original personal theme songs. The final words are from her old friend, Buck Clayton. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening.
Even though Billie is gone now, every time I play or hear a Billie Holiday record, it brings back many memories of the wonderful, kind, tough, and sympathetic person that I'm very proud to have known.
I love my man. I'm alive if I say I don't. I love my man. I'm alive if I say I don't. But I'll quit my man. I'm alive, I say I won't. I've been your slave, baby, ever since I've been your babe. I've been your slave ever since I've been your babe. But before I'll be a dog, I'll see you in your grave. My man wouldn't give me no breakfast, wouldn't give me no dinner, squawked about my supper, then he put me outdoors. Had the nerve today, a matchbox on my clothes. I didn't have so many, but I had a long, long ways to go. I'm good looking, and my hair, but my mother, she give me something, it's gonna carry me through this world. Some men like me cause I'm happy, some cause I'm snappy,
Some call me honey, others think I've got money. Some tell me Billy, baby, you've been for speed. Now, if you put that all together, makes me everything a good man.